On a rainy afternoon in a rural corner of West Little Rock, 20-year-old Michelle Blaney from Bryant returns to the campus of Youth Home, the oldest and largest psychiatric treatment facility for adolescents in Arkansas. Blaney is very candid.
I really don't. There's not really a lot that I would consider just too personal, you know, because back when I was here, you know, you have to talk with people and open up to, you know, staff members and stuff like that. So, you know, over the years, I've gotten more used to it, being able to get things off your chest. It actually makes you feel a lot better.
Blaney says life was difficult when she first arrived at the residential treatment facility 6 years ago when she was almost 14 years old.
I was very defiant. I wanted to do things my way, and I was going to do it whether or not, you know, I had the approval. I didn't care what anybody thought. It's just I was going to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it.
Blaney says her newfound determination for personal and professional achievement is partially due to Youth Home's programs. She credits the organization's therapists, educators, and specialists with helping her learn how to control various emotional and behavioral problems.
Yeah, I had some troubles in my past, but even with attending here, I learned so much from this place that if I could go back and do it all over, I wouldn't, because you learn from your mistakes. And this place gave me things that I could take with me, like certain coping skills.
The kinds of skills that curb anger and teach patience.
If I get mad, just instead of trying to curse somebody out, just sit back and, you know, kind of think about it. Is it really worth it? Think about what you're doing before you do it, because you don't want something to come and bite you in the butt in the long run for something that you said out of rage because you was mad because they did or said something that you didn't like.
But Brenda Griffin oversees residential programs. She says Youth Home staff members are diverse and have various skills, from degrees in psychology and social work to physical education.
We have people who've had experience, say, coaching youngsters or working with youth groups. So they bring with them a natural sense of wanting to help others. And I think these patients that we get here respond to that. We see people turn their lives around. And seeing that every day keeps us all going.
We exist to help young people and their families become more productive members of society.
David Napier is the executive director of Youth Home. He's been working with the organization for 20 years. He says there are so many children in the state suffering from abuse and parental neglect.
They have developed behaviors in order to survive that prevent them from being able to integrate with society. And so there has to be a place where they can work through some of the pain and learn to respond to the emotions that they have in an appropriate way.
Napier says even though it's an expensive process to treat and house teens for a period of time at Youth Home, the cost is minimal compared to the financial burdens of institutionalizing a person for a lifetime simply because they didn't get proper therapy early. As we walk into his office, Napier says treatment for young people ages 12 through 18 is primarily funded through Medicaid.
Arkansas has a special program set up so that you can get a court order for a teenager, and they can actually become a family of one under the supervision of their parents. It's called a FINS petition, Families in Need of Services, and that makes that individual child eligible for Social Security, and therefore they can get Medicaid payments from the state. And that funds.
Napier says rising health care expenses have been problematic.
And I understand the position that our governor and our legislature are in. I mean, money is tight, and it's going to get tighter. The per diem, the amount we're paid each day to help these children by Medicaid, has been frozen for over a decade now. And we all know that expenses have continued to go up. So in recent years, we've had to labor under the fact that we are not bringing in enough money to meet expenses.
Youth Home has some savings that help defray rising costs, but Napier says the organization continues to fulfill its mission by relying on support from local businesses and other community groups. In the meantime, Youth Home continues to take in patients from all corners of the state. At any given time, 130 teens are getting support from programs and professionals at Youth Home's main campus. The organization also has an outpatient clinic in West Little Rock that serves anywhere from 800 to 1,200 people a year. Young people like Michelle Blaney, who just graduated this spring with her Associate's of Arts degree from Pulaski Tech. She plans on transferring to UALR in the fall and will study criminal justice and psychology.
I'm just your regular girl, I guess you'd say. You know, I've had my hard times, but I've learned from my mistakes and moved forward with what I want to do in life, and that's what I'm doing. I want Youth Home's name to be out there, you know, because it's a place that's here to help.
Blaney often speaks to young people about the work of Youth Home to dispel myths about behavioral disorders and combat the shame that some teens feel when they seek psychiatric help. For 45 years, Youth Home has treated emotionally troubled young people so they could become healthy and productive members of the community. Even in this economic climate with limitations on state Medicaid funding, Youth Home continues to serve its clients with a team of employees who are finding ways to do more with less. In Little Rock, I'm Malcolm Glover.